Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Game Day Coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com and on New Orleans Saints via Facebook Live. With John DeShazer and Mike Haas, I'm Sean Kelly. Happy, cool, crisp morning from New Orleans, where the temperature was in the upper 30s and low 40s for Saints fans as they started their process here today, leading up into a noon kickoff. Five in a row, John. They haven't done it, the Saints, that is, since the start of the 2013 season. On a good run right now, and will look to maybe make a clean sweep of the NFC North.
Well, coincidentally, it happens to be the last time the Saints made the playoffs 2013. Yeah, they've had some success against the NFC South. Detroit came in a little bit less than we thought they'd be. Green Bay was a little bit less than we thought they would be also. And hopefully the Bears a little bit less than they would be with a rookie quarterback.
And Mike, in a league where teams only average a margin of victory between 3 and 4 points, the average margin of victory for the Saints in their current four-game winning streak, 16. They're pounding people.
Well, what they've been able to do is defensively close out games and offensively close out games. Get that turnover like last week with Kenny Vaccaro, and then the offense is able to close it out. So they're doing it on both sides of the ball, which I think has been a real big difference in that second half to close out victories, and they've been able to do it.
Yeah. John, at this point, you start to ask the question, what's real? What's legit about this Saints team? We're at that portion of the season where teams will start to separate themselves. Based on what you've seen over the previous weeks now, what would you say is legit about New Orleans?
Well, I think the defense is legit. I mean, I think four games in a row is a good enough sample size to where you can have some belief in this defense. They're forcing turnovers. They're getting sacks, and those things are real. The running game seems to be a lot more real than it was after the first couple of games. Now that the trade of Adrian Peterson is solidified, Mark Ingram has established himself as what he was last year, which is the feature back here. And Alvin Kamara has been nothing less than exactly what they expected him to be when they drafted him. So I think those two things are real. I'll tell you another thing that's real. This offensive line, even though you have all the shuffling going along and all the injuries, they've been able to protect. They've been able to open up the running lanes. They've been real.
What do we know about this offensive line this week? Is once again, there is more shuffling possibly.
Yeah, Larry Wharf is going to be out at right guard. That means Senio Kelemente is going to be in. Ryan Ramczyk, we know, has flip-flopped back and forth between left and right tackle. He's back at right tackle. We know that Teron Armstead is healthy. He's going to be at left tackle. Andrews Pete is at left guard, which is where they wanted him all along, but he's had to kick out to left tackle because of injury. So it seems like now at least they've got a core that they can kind of depend on.
All right. And, Mike, you know, we seemingly have a new chapter of the Drew Brees story every week, and behind that offensive line, Brees is rolling again. 12 completions today would put him at 6,000. He'd be one of just three quarterbacks in the NFL to achieve that number.
And he's only been sacked five times. Right. League lows five times. Back to John's point about the offensive line. You know, I think the way he played after those two interceptions last week reminded me so much of the kind of this team of old, you know, 06, 09, where it didn't bother when they got behind. They stayed poised. And his throws, you know, sometimes low, but sliding catches. But Drew is Drew. I think I saw yesterday somebody passed him for the touchdown lead in the Big Ten. So he doesn't have the touchdown overall. So I think he's going to come out today firing just to kind of prove, you know. So anyway, he's been phenomenal being able to overcome those interceptions.
Speaking of touchdowns, you know, a guy that we probably criticize, rightfully so at times, wanted more from is a guy in Brandon Coleman. With one more touchdown catch today, Johnny to achieve a new season high.
You know, they've raved about his target zone, how big he is. What his problem was, he wasn't catching the ball. He wasn't holding on to it. Probably wasn't as crisp a route runner as they like. But now he's realizing the target he can be, being at 6'6", 225. And he's a guy that Drew Brees has said he's got confidence in. Now, we know how Drew is. Drew's going to pump up anybody to make sure the guy's got confidence. But it looks like Brandon Coleman has earned it now.
All right. Help me out with the Bears, guys. They'll roll in here with a record of 3-4. And just when I was ready to write Chicago off, they handled Carolina last week pretty well.
I had to go back to the game book again this morning going, is it possible that you could only have four? Trubisky had four completions in the game. Yeah. Drew had five completions on the first drive. Yeah. Now, his sixth was an interception. I mean, five first downs, four completions, and, you know, they got five defensive touchdowns. I mean, if you're a Bears fan, you're like, I don't know, what do you root for? You know, do you root for, you know, third and ten? No, just run it, just punt it. We're getting better off deal punting. So they're a hard team to get your head around.
Yeah, and John, we'll see another young quarterback again this week.
Yeah, what they're going to do is try to protect that young quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky, the two-game winning streak, he's completed a total of 12 passes, four and then eight the previous week. So that's incredible. But they scored three defensive touchdowns during that time, and we know they're going to run the ball. They run it 30 times a game for 126 yards a game. That's fifth most and seventh most in the league. they don't want to put the game on his shoulders. At some point, I would imagine they'd have to cut him loose because you can't be that conservative and expect to be successful. And yet they have been, and they have been successful. So the Saints want to put the ball in Trubisky's hands, though, and see exactly what he's got. They got to take away the run.
All right. Storyline or a key? Your pick, guys. John, we'll start with you. Number one on your list. And again, it can either be a key to a win today or perhaps the storyline going in for you.
Well, we've seen the Saints get a little sloppy around the edges in terms of turning the ball over and the penalties. I think those things will come back to bite you, especially against a team that's opportunistic like Chicago. You can't give them extra possessions. You can't give them short fields. And I think that'll be the key for the Saints, because I don't think Chicago matches up well unless the Saints turn it over, unless they commit a plethora of penalties.
All right, Mike, I hope he didn't take yours. Go.
No, I mean, I think the Saints offensive line has done a phenomenal job in this Bears defense against this offensive line. Get up early, you know, be smart with the football. Just outlast them. You don't have to score 52 today. Just outlast them.
All right, projected sellout here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Again, the noon kickoff here, and this does end, finally, the tour of the NFC North for the New Orleans Saints, with the division rearing back into view come next week. But the Saints, again, looking to win five straight, go to 5-2 on the season, and have their first five-game win streak since, as John mentioned, the playoff season of 2013. As we mentioned, you might want to get here a little bit early with that big crowd today. Otherwise, Michael, have you entertained, obviously, throughout?
Yeah, we're talking to Carl Nix and Jonathan Vilma. Yes. Of course, going to the Saints Hall of Fame along with Jay Romig. But they'll be on the sidelines, so look forward to that. Should be a game. It's a little, you know, I got Voodoo this weekend, Halloween. The Pelicans played last night. Yep. I think it'll be kind of a late arriving crowd.
Maybe, but a Hall of Fame one at that.
That's right.
And congratulations to those guys. A great night, as John mentioned, on Friday with the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And John, we'll have updates throughout the game, and then I'll see you, of course, on the Saints postgame show immediately following. We'll have Saints head coach Sean Payton, John's final report of the day, and, of course, Saints quarterback Drew Brees. We'll see how this one plays out. The line is 9. I don't know if that's going to hold or not. We'll see. It seems high. We'll see how it plays out, but hopefully the Saints will be victorious at home for the third time this year. Have a great game day, everybody. Go Saints.